There was a phone call for me at tea time.
A boy?
Mum mouthed, handing the phone over. I stared at the phone as if it was a wild animal. There was a voice saying something. I held the receiver very gingerly to my ear. It was only Arthur King. I wasn't really nervous of him.
I feel bad about yesterday, he said. I just stood there when they were saying all that stuff.
Well, they weren't saying it about you.
Yeah, but I should have rescued you. It wasn't very chivalrous, said Arthur.
Chival what?
Chivalrous, like a knight. Like my namesake, King Arthur. I didn't rescue the damsel in distress, did I? I just stood there and I was shivering, scared, cowardy custard, yellow. That was me.
It's okay, Arthur, really. Anyway, I'm cowardly too.
Yeah, but it's all right for you, because you're a girl.
Look, we're not back in those days of all the knights. Girls aren't supposed to be rescued now. They're meant to sort themselves out.
But there were three of them, and only one of you. I'm a rotten coward, and I'm sorry.
That's quite all right, Arthur, I said politely. I have to get on with my tea now. Bye. I felt pleased that Arthur had phoned me. I'd never ever had a boy phone me up before. It felt good.
I felt good.
But the next morning, I insisted I felt really bad. Mum felt my forehead and looked at me carefully. I don't think you've got a temperature, but you do still look a bit peaky. And I don't suppose there's really much point going to school if you can't write properly.
All right, then, as it's Friday anyway.
But you really will have to go back to school on Monday, Mandy.
Oh, Monday seemed quite a long way away. I could try to forget about it for the moment.
I begged Mum to go back to work, but she wouldn't hear of it. She phoned in sick.
Aren't we bad girls? Said Mum. Shall we do some baking together?
When the cakes and biscuits were all baking, filling the house with warm, sweet smells, I went upstairs to my bedroom to fetch a book. I peered over at Mrs. Williams's house. The pram was in the garden, and I could see the baby on its back waving its legs in the air, but there was no sign of the girl with orange hair. I kept popping back to my bedroom during the morning, and then just before lunch I saw her. The girl. She was walking down the road towards the house carrying two shopping bags. She was wearing her clacky high heels again, so it was quite hard for her to balance. She had a Walkman on. She was bobbing her orange head in time to the music in her ears. I smiled, and then suddenly she looked up and saw me. She waved and started mouthing something. I squinted behind my glasses trying to read her lips, but it was no use. I shook my head hopelessly. She sighed with exasperation, her eyebrows raised, and then picked up her bags and went inside. I spent half the afternoon staring out the window hoping she might come out again.
Do stop mooning about, Mandy, said Mum. I've made a nice cup of tea and we'll try a fairy cake, eh? Come on, cheer up.
Mum, has Mrs. Williams got any daughters? I asked, licking icing off the top of my cake. Real ones, I mean. Not the foster babies.
I think she's got one grown-up daughter in Canada.
This girl isn't grown up.
Which girl?
At the Williams house. I saw her yesterday, and today she was helping with one of the babies and doing the shopping.
Maybe she's a granddaughter then.
About your age?
Older.
Still, it would be nice if you had someone to make friends with.
Tell you what, Mandy, how about taking some of these cakes over to Mrs. Williams? It'll give you the chance to get to know this girl.
No, Mum, no, I don't want to, I said, suddenly being shy.
I desperately wanted to get to know the girl, and yet I couldn't just march over there and knock on the door. She'd smiled and waved, and yet she'd pulled the face too. She looked as if she could be really, really tough if she wanted, even tougher than Kim. So Mum went over to see Mrs. Williams by herself.
Oh dear, that was a bit awkward, she said, coming back through the door, pink in the face. Mandy, you silly girl, you didn't tell me what this Tanya was like.
Tanya, a lovely, exotic, unusual name.
Do you know she calls Mrs. Williams Pat? Not even Auntie Pat. Though of course she's not related, said Mum. She's a foster child.
There was some trouble at the last home she was in. She's meant to be very good with little children, so Mrs. Williams said she'd take her on for a few weeks. She says she's quite a helpful little thing, considering, but whatever does she look like?
I think she looks lovely, I said.
Oh, Mandy, said Mum, and she laughed at me. Still, she seemed quite smitten with you, too, asking all about you. And she wanted to ask you over to play, but I said you were having a little lie-down.
Mum! But you said you didn't want to go over there. You insisted.
Yes, but
if she wants me to...
Well, I'd really much sooner you didn't, a girl like that. You haven't got anything in common. And she's much older than you anyway. I thought she'd be at least 16, but she's only just 14. Can you credit it? The heels she was wearing. Ooh, I hope Mrs. Williams knows what she's taking on.
I wished I'd gone over to the Williams's house myself. Tanya would think me a hopeless baby now after the way Mum had talked about me. I was a hopeless baby. She would never want to make friends with me. But less than an hour later, there was a knock on the door.
Hiya, said Tanya as soon as Mum opened the door. Thanks for the cakes. They were smashing.
She held out the empty plate.
You haven't eaten them all, said Mum, startled. You bet I have, said Tanya, patting her completely flat stomach.
She wasn't looking at Mum now, she was looking past her at me.
You're Mandy, right?
I nodded.
Let's have a chat then,
said Tanya, and she marched into the hall in her high heels, neatly dodging Mum's big hip. Mum frowned.
I really think Mandy ought to have a rest just now, she said in her bossiest voice. Perhaps another time.
When she uses that voice to me, my stomach squeezes and I do as I'm told. Tanya just laughed. Not rudely. She had this beautiful, sunny laugh that made you want to smile too. Even Mum.
But she's had a rest, haven't you, Mandy? You want me to come and play with you, don't you?
She was talking to me as if I was one of Mrs. Williams's toddlers. I didn't care. I nodded, still unable to say a word.
Show us your bedroom, then,
said Tanya, giving me a little push. I started up the stairs obediently, Tanya following, tapping out a tune on the banister with her nails. Mum was left in the hall, the front door still open, though it was obvious Tanya was staying.